Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
That'll do us. Shane Mooney, good morning to you.
Morning.
Are you well?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. You like your video games?
I do, a bit too much, so to say.
Well, let's have a look back at your past. You're 24 years old today, as we speak.
Yes.
But as a teenager, what level of gamedom are we dealing with?
On the later side of this, it was about 8 hours a day.
8 hours a day? A day?
A day, yeah.
Starting at what time?
Sometimes it would start at 1, and other times it would start after I got back home from school. So I didn't really get any chance to do my homework.
So you get in from school, you'd sit down in front of what games had you particularly hooked?
At the moment it was Gears of War, which is an online shooter.
And you'd play, say, on the trot for how long? 6 hours? Four hours?
I'd be sitting down constantly for about 4 hours at a time.
Okay.
Well, so that's not good, because that will obviously restrict your blood flow.
Was your mammy knocking around?
She was. She was giving out to me constantly. But at the time, I didn't care.
You just kept going.
Obviously, I was invested in this, completely addicted.
Did you do well in the game?
Oh, I did very well. I was the top third in Europe, which gave me all the bragging rights online. So I held it over everyone else.
And is that the aim of the game, as it were?
Pretty much. And nowadays, a lot of pro gamers will actually get paid to keep their spot online. And they get sponsored by various companies for ads and this, that, and the other.
So when you're playing that long, first of all, it sounds like your brain would melt. And secondly, it sounds really unhealthy. And thirdly, as you say, physically, it can't be good. What was the physical outcome of such a sedentary existence?
Clots, blood clots. The problem about sitting for long periods of time is your blood pools and stays still. The problem with that is you get clots, and I got several because of it.
So did you start to feel pain?
It wasn't gradual. It was all of a sudden. And I felt fine one day, and the next day I woke up with shooting pain and throbbing around my legs. And then I went to the hospital and I found out I had developed several clots in my legs, which turned out to be, that could have been fatal.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite a shock.
And did the doctor ask you, you know, about your lifestyle with a view to getting to the bottom of the problem?
So, yeah, the lifestyle was a big problem, and it was the main factor that contributed to the clot. The doctor did say a sedentary lifestyle, even if it's working or playing games, can cause clots.
So what do you do to remove a clot? I'm not familiar with the medical.
So usually to treat a clot, they would put you on anti-inflammatories and blood thinners, and then you'd wear a pressure stocking for a number of months.
Yeah.
And that would slowly dissolve the clot, and hopefully it wouldn't increase any further. But in my case, it did spread up to a kind of joining area between an artery and a main vein. So that was quite serious. And so they had to actually operate on me and remove the vein.
And when was this?
Before it traveled any further. That was only about 2 months ago.
Oh, two months. So you're still playing, like, you're not like a teenager addicted to a game. You're a grown man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still addicted completely.
Are you still? How many hours a day are you playing these days?
Well, nowadays I actually work on video games. So if you think about it, I'm spending a normal working day playing video games, but I count it as work. And then at the end of that, I like to relax and unwind, so I might spend maybe an hour on another video game.
Okay. Do you have much of a social life? And I'm not trying to be smart-arse about it, but you seem to play so much. Do you have time to make friends or have a girlfriend? Or?
I would have time to... I would put time aside during the day to go grab a coffee with a friend and relax. Mm. And it's very important to actually get up once an hour and kind of switch positions, change positions, so you're not, like, sitting down, staying still. The blood doesn't get a chance to be constricted and cool.
You make the coffee with a friend sound like a chore to get to, that you're just waiting with the friend, probably playing the game in your head, waiting to get back to the game.
In some cases, yeah. Like if we're implementing a new upgrade to the server, I want to be on at my desk and make sure that moves ahead smoothly. But meeting with a friend outside of it is very important because it gets you away from the screen. You're not constantly sitting down all day, which is very important.
Are you, would you say you're obsessive?
I can be. You know, games are so addictive these days, and they look so pretty. And especially now with online, you're interacting with players from across the world and possibly creating friendships online. You may never meet this person.
Yeah.
This is a really odd thing. And it can be quite dangerous as well, because you don't know who you're talking to. Mm-hmm. Like you could think that you're making a friend, but all of a sudden that person might turn around and start bullying you, and you wouldn't know what to do.
Have you ever experienced that?
I have. I experienced it firsthand as a young gamer, starting at about age 13, playing online, and then
what happened?
I've seen it in. Oh, you think you're making friends, and then all of a sudden they turn around and start, bad-mouthing you in front of others and giving you private messages that are inappropriate and, asking for personal details and stuff like that. I've even seen it firsthand nowadays when I go online and I see that a kid is in the lobby. I see how some players kind of keep more attention towards the younger players and actually take advantage of them being too trusting online. And, they would befriend them. I hear stories about how this guy in America, this kid, joined online, and he thought he made a new friend, but then all of a sudden the friend asked for the parents' credit card details. The parents then find out that they've been charged thousands of dollars because their son thought he was doing something good.
It sounds creepy and corrupt, and it sounds like a horrible world to be part of.
Yeah, the important thing is to watch out for trolls. That's a term that a lot of people use for antisocial players.
Yeah,
online. Don't feed the trolls because they're only looking for a reaction. Is the term.
Well, that's true of life, you know.
Yeah, of course.
In the real world.
Outside of the virtual reality.
Yeah, precisely. Are you too caught up in this world? I mean, I'm being judgmental now, Shane. I'm telling you. I mean, I feel like I'm looking, I'm kind of high moral ground. I don't mean to be, because this is your world. I don't want to disrespect your enjoyment of it, because I know a lot of people love what you do. So forgive the tone.
A lot of people love games, a lot of people don't.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, you might think that I'm just, this stranger in paradise, that I'm an unwelcome one in your world. But I'm just looking at it, I'm thinking that maybe you're a bit too into it, and that, that you're a bit caught up in this bizarre, unreal place.
I can be, but because I'm focused on a game that I like, I want to see to make it the best place, the best online experience it can be.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, with my new business, Aircraft, we are creating a server, it's really a service that is dedicated to monitoring online play by younger players, allowing them to interact safely online.
Well, that's good.
So that's
a good thing. So that's to keep, so that kids aren't being lured into some weirdness.
Yeah, so it stops them from interacting with, say, players that might be 30 odd across the water and completely anonymous online. It also allows the parents, kind of ease back and realize that, they are in a safe environment, so they can kind of not step back, but kind of ease. Kind of, have peace of mind that they are interacting with players that are of their own age group and interest, and maybe they are making friends as well.
Okay.
And they can actually watch that happening thanks to a new plugin that we put just recently added to our service, in that it gives you a real-time feed of the server. So you can actually see your child walking around in this world and interacting with different players. Which I think is pretty cool.
You can watch it from another screen, or whatever.
It's like a above in the sky.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a radar.
Or a drone.
Real time. Yeah, or a drone, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a lot of sense. So you're using your tactical know-how for what sounds to me like a really smart thing for kids.
Yeah, so I'm using my years and years of experience on games to create the best possible package for young players. It's basically what I would have wanted
if you were a kid
growing up as a young gamer.
Okay, well, I really admire that, I have to say. Are you a big man, Shane? Are you overweight or anything?
I was not extremely so, but during the run-up to the class, I had stopped exercising. I was eating a lot of unhealthy food, and especially sugary drinks were a problem. And then of course, I got the class, and I kind of decided to turn my life around.
So you're fit and healthy now, are you?
I'm getting there, yeah.
Okay.
I do a 20K cycle every morning.
You don't do things in halves, do you?
No. Well, I've worked up to that, obviously. I couldn't do it all of a sudden. But, I do a 20K cycle every morning to get the blood flowing and really get into the day. And then I'll hop onto the server and keep improving it and getting it ready to launch for May 24th.
Okay, well, look, good luck with all your endeavours, Shane, and thanks for taking the call this morning. It's good to talk to you, and good luck with the new business.
All right, thanks. It's aircraft.
EIR craft, as opposed
EIR
to
EIR craft.
Yeah, as in Ireland. Yeah. Fair enough. Aircraft right. Dot what?
Dot WordPress.com.
Okay. Sounds good, Shane. Best of luck with everything. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Bye.